The lens of photographer Anna Guyton is focused on fat liberation. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich profiles the artist, who is currently showing in a group exhibit, The Hand, at Phoenix Arts on Mount Sequoia in Fayetteville.
22-year-old Anna Guyton identifies as queer, non-binary, and fat.
There's a million reasons a person could be fat. I was raised by fat parents. I grew up fat. I've never, ever not been fat.
And being fat, Guyton felt, disregarded.
When I was growing up, I never, ever felt represented. I never felt seen. I obviously was told to become thinner always, and I was always striving for that. I think in my mind, there was a thin version of myself that was trapped in this body, and that's just not true. And so as I grew up and I started to see myself represented very briefly, there's an incredible photographer named Laura Aguilar who does a lot of self-portraiture in her beautiful fat body. And I had a really profound moment when I first saw her work because I just felt understood and seen in a way that I had never, ever, ever felt before.
Guyton first investigated fat identity while pursuing a studio arts degree at Reed College in Portland, Oregon, focused on experimental digital photography.
I've been calling it experimental inkjet printing because there's not a real term for it. It's a process that I'm developing, or it's sort of a experimental thing. So the experimental inkjet prints that are featured in this show start as digital photographs, and I print them on the back of printer paper. So instead of absorbing the ink, it sort of just sits atop the page, which gives it that very fluid, that very saturated ink look. So it kind of has a painterly feel about it, but it is a photo, right? So it has this photographic indexicality that I really enjoy.
The method is interference rather than embellishment, Guyton says.
That can look like spraying the ink with canned air and getting that sort of pluming explosion effect, or dripping isopropyl alcohol on it and watching the ink repel. There's a lot of physical manipulations of the work that I do after it's printed. And that's all meant to sort of foreground the materiality of the photo and really get the viewer to look deeper than they might if it was just a digital photograph.
Guyton's self-photographs provide a deeply personal portal into the stigma of fatness.
Yeah, it's something we're born into. Culturally, anti-fatness is embedded in a lot of our society and a lot of our language and obviously a lot of our actions. I think capitalism has a lot to do with it. There's a huge diet industry that's built upon you wanting to strive for thinness. And I think it's important that fat people are allowed to just take up space and exist exist in fine arts, exist in the real world without having to apologize just for being there and having a body that that diverts from what we're told we're supposed to look like, what we're expected to look like, what we're expected to strive for.
Or obsess about. 30 million Americans struggle with disordered eating, anorexia, self-starvation, and bulimia, defined by binging, then purging. Questing to be thin is increasingly pervasive in Western culture, driven by digital celebrity and model worship, further shaped through social media.
We like to assign a lot of moral issues to the idea of fatness. I think that, we think it's something that's like a personal failing, or we like to say that, oh, we're concerned for people's health, but why do people who are unhealthy not deserve respect?
With Black liberation, women's liberation, gay liberation, and gender liberation comes countervailing fat liberation, also referred to as fat pride, fat empowerment, and fat activism. Advocates say it's time to eliminate the social stigma of fatness.
Yeah, I think a huge shift in my viewpoint of all of these things was when I just started following other fat people. It sounds so simple, but default, you're only seeing thin people. Most influencers are thin people. Models are thin people. So just going and following other large-bodied people and seeing that when I'm scrolling every day is reaffirming every day that, I think those people are beautiful, I think I'm beautiful, and I think we're deserving.
Guyton's self-exploration of fatness is on display in The Hand, an international exhibition of handmade prints and photographs juried by Adam Finkelstein, the co-editor and publisher of The Hand magazine, on display at Phoenix Arts on Mount Sequoia Center through mid-November. One image is titled Bloom.
It is a nude self-portrait My face is obscured. There's an obscuring that happens in all of these, but the body is the central focus still. It's still very bodily. But over the course of just a year of taking photos of myself and playing with those photos, I feel so much more at home with my body. I feel so much more comfortable. I feel confident in a way that I never did before. And it's just because I'm able to finally look at myself just as I am and without all of those judgments and stigmas that we're raised upon. I've been able to deconstruct that through a lot of reading and a lot of research and writing and thinking, but also just the act of looking and photographing has been tremendously helpful in my own liberation, my own like empowerment.
Guyton, who's exhibited in 7 galleries and museums so far, including a collection titled Gender Euphoria, was recently awarded a Phoenix Art Residency and keeps a studio in Fayetteville. Phoenix Art winter hours are 1 to 5 on Friday, noon to 6 on Saturday, and 1 to 4 on Sunday. For details, visit FENIXARTS. phoenixart.org, where you can also learn about becoming a financial supporter of the Nonprofit Arts Institute, which in turn supports diverse and often low-income artists. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.